It's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from Golden Girls, Betty White and Richard Simmons. And the star of Super Password, Bert Convy.
Hi, everybody. Hello there.
No, no. Notice I didn't jump. Okay. Hi, thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to Super Password. So nice to have you all at home with us, and wherever you are, I hope you're warm and cozy. We certainly are here, aren't we? We're warm and cozy.
We're warm.
We're having the best time.
We're not doing bad.
Listen, it's a very special day. It is January 17th, 1986, and it is Betty White's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I only wish we had a cake for you, Betty. Would you like to make a little speech? Because usually we yell speech.
You think I'm going to eat cake in front of him?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you.
Listen, it's a very special day. I'm glad you're with us to share it. I'm glad you're here as well.
Shall we take the cake out now and give it to
her? Sure, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're in a real good place in our game as well, because
yes.
We have a tie game, and somebody's going to win it and go over and play for some money. So here we go. Let's bring in Howie and Maria, please.
Hey!
That's right.
Maria's our current champ, so we'll talk to Howie first. I just want to hear you say your name again.
Okay, here we go. Howie Wallfish.
Yes.
W-A-L-F is in Frank, I-S-H.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm a waiter. I'm from New York originally. I live in Van Nuys, California, in a ranch-style home with two girls, Three's Company Revisited.
Hey.
And I turned 30 3 days ago.
What?
And my feeling is this. That my birthday present from Goodson and Todman should be $30,000.
$30,000.
I think that's nice. Now, my birthday is today, and I think, I'm going to be rich.
Well, I tell you, Howie, if I ever turned 30, I'd have the same wish you'd have, too. Didn't buy it, eh?
I did.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you so much. Wallfish, did you get teased about your name growing up?
You could try any joke you'd like, and I guarantee it won't be original. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather heard them all, so...
Yes, Wallfish. It's a very interesting name.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
I think so.
Yeah, is there any particular origin to it?
There's supposedly a bay in Poland called Walvis Bay, and one of my greater ancestors did some fun and games near that bay, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And
they named him...
The family tree began.
I understand.
Underwater.
Okay, I've got it. Thank you, Howie. All right, Maria's our current champ. She has $2,900. Maria, tell us about yourself once again, please.
Hey. My name is Maria Stewart. I come from Ventura, the coast. And, oh, my. What are you doing?
What's going on? Wait a minute. What's going on down there?
What happened?
Hold it here.
I don't know, but I forgot everything else.
Anything
that
else?
That Wallfish story got me very excited. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anything else you care to mention, Maria, or should we just get on with it?
Well, I thought I was married.
You're a lot of fun.
Oh, I've never had any complaints.
I can learn to like cake, you know what I mean?
Okay, you two have won, and where would you like to go on your trip? Oh, no,
Paris.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong game. Wrong game, I certainly forgot that. Okay, here we go. 300 to 300 is our score. This is the $400 puzzle. We are playing for $10,000. The winner of this game will play for it, and off we go. Howie and Maria giving the clues. Here's your first word. There it is. Maria, please.
Beat.
Note.
Howie?
Ball.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I know you're too long. I don't want you to do that.
Frog?
Betty, I'm sorry. I didn't mess you up, I don't think. I think you're fine. I just had to say this. Because we've said our minds work alike. I knew exactly where you were going. Please.
Was her first thing beat, like...
Yes, I believe it was beat, yes.
Eggs.
Okay, fourth and final clue, my dears. Howie?
Sadist.
Whip.
Yes. That's
I got
she got. Okay, we have whip on the board and for the game, Betty.
Is it ringmaster?
Is it ringmaster? No, okay.
It would have been ringmaster.
Yes, she got it from eggs. Here we go, next word, please. Howie?
Egg.
Omelet.
Okay, Maria.
Center.
Core.
Oh. Howie.
Yellow.
Yolk.
Yes. Okay. We have whip and yolk.
We're baking one of her things over there.
For the game, Betty.
Whip and yolk is an eggnog.
Is it eggnog? Very good guess. Oh, next word, right. Please. Okay.
What do I know? I'm a kid.
Here we go. Howie?
Oil?
Vinegar.
Yes! Oh, that's great. Great clue, great answer. Nice going.
That's a board, Betty.
Is it deviled eggs?
Is it deviled eggs? Whip, yolk, and vinegar.
Could have been.
Okay,
but it wasn't.
Here we go. Next word, please. Oh, my. They're blocking you out so far, Richard. Howie, you're still up there.
Yellowtail.
Tuna.
Yes. Good clues, kiddo. Very good clues. That's really wonderful. All right, this is for the game, Betty. You have whip, yolk, vinegar, and tuna.
Oh, well, jiminy crickets. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you?
Well, I thought I did, but I'm a little confused now. Everybody know out here? Gene, you have it for sure? Gene, you probably got it the second word, right?
Right.
Right, I figured. Okay.
They're
all lying. They're all the other contestants swear they know everything. You know that. You've been out there. Here
That's
we go.
Right.
Next word, please. Aha. Howie?
Salad.
Dressing.
Yes, oh, my. Nice going. All right, now we have whip, yolk, vinegar, tuna, and dressing. Betty, for the game.
Is it mayonnaise?
Is it mayonnaise? Yes! Oh, you never even got the bag. Wow, they blocked you right out.
Oh, I love this one.
Yes, everybody does. Well, that is really the definitive way to play the game. If you've got a tie game, is to lock out the other team totally. Just get all the clues and nail the answer. That was beautifully done, gang. And Maria, we have to say goodbye to you. You leave us with $2,900. It was great fun having you with us. Good luck to you, buddy. Okay, we'll be right back to play for $10,000 right after this message. Don't go away. Right down the line. Did you know? That was wonderful. Right down the line. They never had a guess, you know.
Didn't have it till August 19th. What was putting now?
What in the world could it be? Well, here we are. We're over here with Howie Wolfish. It is his first time over here. You have $700 so far, Howie. This is a big chance because we're going to give you 10 words beginning with C and continuing through L. C through L. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100, of course. If you get all 10, I will give you $10,000. Okay? Not bad. Are you ready, Betty? 60 seconds. Here comes your first word. We'll put it on the board. Okay, there it is. Good luck, Howie. Ready, and go.
Face. Rouge. Rouge. Face. Pass.
D.
Count.
Dracula.
Uh-huh. E.
Worker.
Employee.
F.
Fame.
Fortune.
G.
Animal. Neck.
Giraffe.
Go ahead.
H.
Utopia.
Heaven.
I.
Now.
Immediately.
J.
Israel.
Jerusalem.
K.
Bread.
Crackers.
Massage.
Need.
Uh-huh.
L.
Spaghetti.
Linguini.
Uh-huh.
C.
Buns. Face. Rouge.
What you were putting your hands on it.
Chips! Oh!
And she said buns,
did
too.
I,
I don't know what that was about.
I can't believe I didn't get cheeks.
Animal. You indicated animal?
Animal, I stretched my neck.
You stretched your neck and I thought it was too broad?
I'm sorry. Oh,
I see, okay.
Oh, well, I've always been too broad.
No, you have not. All right, cheek was never going to come. You just...
Sorry. You so glad you didn't get out.
I have to live with myself.
It was a riot because you actually put your hands on your face and were saying, see, what could that be? Buns, face,
just
rouge.
Just think if he had gotten it and I'd screwed up on giraffe.
I was thinking like the makeup stuff that you put on your face.
Where are you putting it right
now? But I'm going pancake and think, because all the girls have been putting makeup on all the time.
Yes, of course. Well,
and some of the boys.
You got 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. You have $800. You now have $1,500. You can come back again. It's now worth $15,000. We'll come right back after this match. Don't go away. They left me. That's okay. Here we are.
Hey.
Okay. Now, Howie, you did very well. And don't second guess yourself. That can happen. You know, the black wings come down over your face. And
Howie,
it's done.
It can happen. It happened to me on this week 700 times with Betty White. But don't worry about it.
It did not. It did not. Please, here comes Debbie, our new player. Come on in, Debbie.
Hey!
Hi, Debbie. Nice to meet you. All right, Debbie.
Debbie sure is a lot prettier than Howie.
You're not supposed to say that, but
look
it's but,
that
but
big
you're absolutely
diamond
correct.
Too. My lord, she did well.
Debbie, tell us about yourself, please.
My name is Debbie Brawley. I live in Valencia. I'm married to a wonderful man named Keith who provided me with this.
Yeah.
And we raise German Shepherd puppies.
Really? Oh, anybody who raises puppies can't be bad, right?
No.
Well, you know the Betty, of course, and I as well by association, and this guy too, very
big, dogs.
Big animal lovers here, so that's wonderful. How many German Shepherd puppies do you have now?
I have only one now. We try to control our pet population. We don't breed until we have buyers.
Oh, really?
Girl.
Good for you.
Very
that's even
good.
Better. That's perfect.
Good.
Perfect.
Right. Cruella de Vil would hate that, you know
yes,
I mean?
Yes, absolutely. But if you're ready to go, we are ready to go. Are you ready to go over here?
Yes. $100
puzzle coming up, and let's start it off, shall we? Betty and Richard giving the clues. Here's the first word. There it is, Richard. Okay.
This is such a depressing word, guys. I can't.
Betty?
Newspaper man.
Editor?
All right, Richard.
Funeral.
Wait a minute. You better read the word again, sir. Read the word again. Would you like to look at the word in here if it's too small for you to see?
Well, it's the same word that's in here, Bert.
You mean you read that word and gave that clue? No.
Reading was a little problem.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Well, embarrass me, Betty. Come on, slap me in the face.
I'm trying.
This concocted word.
I'm doing my best.
All right, shall we try it? Did he already give another clue for this word?
No,
all right,
we've just been chatting.
Try it again, sir.
Oh, okay.
What? He did say that. That's what I said. He did give a clue then. You did say funeral.
Well, of course I said funeral. Is that the wrong word?
No, Debbie hasn't said anything yet.
Mortician.
Okay. Now, you did look at the word clearly. You do
yes,
know what it says.
I can get it the second time, I swear.
All right. Okay, here we go. Betty, fourth and final clue, as a matter of fact.
William...
Hurst.
Oh, no, he said, how are you going to do that? What do you do in a case like that? He didn't finish the word. He started another word. He said, shh, and went, no, can't do it. All right, the word is Hurst, and we'll put it on the board. I was thinking maybe Patty would have done it. Patty.
I would have done limousine, funeral, Hurst. You can get it that way.
A hearse is not a hearse.
But it sounds similar. If she would have said hearse, you would have got it.
Oh, I see. You were sneaking up on it is what you were doing. Okay. Put it on the board.
It's a stupid way of getting hearse.
I understand. No, I understand perfectly. Yes. Nobody guesses the word was hearse, lest you be confused. Next word, please. Okay, Richard.
Periodical.
Newspaper.
Yes, exactly right. All right. We have Hearst Newspaper, Debbie.
Is it Randolph?
Is it Randolph? All right, I have an idea, but maybe it's too far-fetched. Here we go. Next word, please. No, it's not. Debbie? I mean, Richard?
Wells.
Ditches.
Mm-hmm.
I tried. God, I tried.
Betty?
Bean.
Oh, so good.
I'm sorry, I didn't
hear. Betty said bean. All right, Richard?
Wells.
Well, it's hard because we're working backwards. What we want is Orson. So we had an Orson Bean and we had an Orson Wells,
first
but
we get Hearst, then
but
we
the
get
problem
Hearst.
Is they both mean something else, both words.
Absolutely.
And
Bean means something and Wells means Wells. Here we go. No, it's very difficult to do. We have Hearst, newspaper, and Orson. All right, now, off we go. Next word, please. Richard?
Old.
New.
Okay, Betty.
Music.
Modern?
Okay, Richard.
I'm sorry, I can't.
She said music.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
It's okay.
Thank you. Betty, fourth and final clue, gang.
Highbrow.
Rich.
Okay, good clue, too. The word is classic. We'll put that on the board and nobody guesses again.
I like the nursery rhyme ones you do a lot better.
All right, gang. You got to get it now. This is it. The last word, the last clue. Here we go. Next word, please. And there it is. Richard?
Cinema.
Movie.
Yes. Okay. Hearst, newspaper, Orson, classic movie, Debbie.
War of the Worlds.
No. War, is it War of the Worlds? Richard.
Citizen Kane.
Is it Citizen Kane? Yes.
You're not a person anymore.
All right, we'll be right back after this commercial message. Please.
Hallelujah. 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 Hey.
Yes, that was nice. Oh, we're back.
Can you believe I really got that? Can you,
you
believe
did.
It, Bert?
You did.
I was here all those days.
Yes.
I tried. I put my best words forward.
You did
and
very
look,
well. You did
Citizen
well.
Citizen Kane.
Yes. You said Hearst and got it anyway. I don't know how you did that. All right. This is the $200 puzzle with a cash winner's worth $1,000. If you're ready, Howie and Debbie giving the clues. Here comes the first word of that. We're playing for $15,000, by the way, you know. Here we go. Next. First word. And we have it. Howie?
Rough.
Tough.
Yes. Tough, Betty.
Charles Bronson.
Is it Charles Bronson? No, it's not. Next word, please.
Well, he's not a sister.
That's for sure. Howie?
Alimony.
Divorce.
All right, Debbie.
Friend.
Separation.
Howie?
Did she say friend?
Yes.
Mitchelson.
Oh, it's a great clue.
Yes.
Real good. Debbie?
Look at him.
Girlfriend.
Divorce.
Nope. Howie, fourth and final.
No, that was it.
That was the fourth and final clue? Well, let's make it the fifth and final clue then. What do you think? The word was palimony. Mitchelson was a very good clue. Put it on the board, please, and nobody guesses. We have tough palimony. Oh, next word, please.
That's a small horse. I know those.
A cream-colored one.
All right, Howie.
Rides in a Hearst.
Clean.
Dirty.
Yes. All right. Tough, palimony, and dirty.
Is it Lee Marvin?
Is it Lee Marvin? Yes. Dozen and after. I thought it was after I saw palimony. It had to be. That was the definitive case. All right. Howie has $200. Debbie has $100. We'll break away for a commercial. Come right back in just a moment. Well, here we are. It has been a delightful week. I hope wherever you are, you have enjoyed it, and I hope you have a delightful weekend. Betty, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it was a ball.
Don't make it so long next time.
No,
sir.
Please
come back more often.
Yeah, Betty, come back real often.
Yeah. And Richard, I hope you will too. Please, and bring Scarlett with you. This is Scarlett.
Yeah, Betty, why don't you move your house in here?
Wave goodbye, Scarlett. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week. Have a nice weekend.